And now the story of one more veteran. Ruth Stonecipher's son, Christopher, was an Army Ranger who died in Afghanistan. With her son's death, Stonecipher became part of a group called the Gold Star Mothers. It was founded 75 years ago by the mothers of soldiers who died in World War I, and that now includes the mothers of fallen members of the military from each American conflict. Ruth Stonecipher has this commentary.
The War on Terror earned me a new and unwelcome piece of jewelry. Like most members of my generation, I knew nothing of the single gold star wreathed with leaves. But I am now a gold star mother, a woman who gave life to a child who gave that life in service of his nation. My son, Christopher Stonecipher, died in a Black Hawk helicopter crash the first night of Operation Enduring Freedom in Afghanistan. When my grief was fresh, I began hearing from Gold Star mothers. The first was a woman in the Midwest who lost her son 2 decades ago on a tiny Caribbean island called Grenada. I asked how it was for her so many years later. "Some days are better than others," she said simply. That was the same answer I had been using during the 8 weeks since my son's death. I felt an instant bond. This was someone who had experienced the same devastation I had. Her answer made me realize that the dreadful feeling deep within would never go away, because she still experienced it each and every day. But with her simple statement, she also told me, there are no rules on how to grieve. Gold Star Mothers are a group we pray will never increase in membership. Some are bitter that their only child is dead. Some have taken on new responsibilities to care for wounded soldiers in veterans' hospitals. Others devote themselves to their church or other charitable missions. These acts of giving bring new purpose to our lives. Our goal is never to forget our fallen sons and daughters. We may have told our child's story a million times, but when asked by the newest Gold Star mothers, we smile softly and tell it again with the same love and affection as the first time. I remember Chris mostly out of uniform, as the warm human being I was proud to call my loving son. After his death, the Army told me he did not die in vain, and he is an American hero. I held on to each lofty word like a life preserver as I dealt with my sadness. They helped me develop a mythology about my son. He died serving his country, a country I love and no longer take for granted. Gold Star mothers know there is a price to be paid for freedom. Last year, I attended my first memorial services at Arlington National Cemetery. The funerals were for 2 Army Rangers who had died in an Iraqi car bombing. I introduced myself to the new Gold Star mom. There was an instant recognition of the small emblem we both wore and the sad connection we shared. Her eyes melted and we embraced. As we stood among the endless rows of white headstones, I noticed a marker for a soldier who had served in World War II, right next to one who died in Afghanistan, and one who served in Korea, and one who served in Vietnam. And now the first casualties from Iraq were being buried in the same row of hallowed earth. I realized I was one in a long line of mothers from the American Revolution to the present, mothers who have watched their sons and daughters go into harm's way to protect our freedom. Along with this little gold pin I now wear, I have inherited a community of mothers and a lifetime of sharing their grief.
The comments of Gold Star mother Ruth Stonecipher.